Good morning, and God bless you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Today I'd like to share with you something that God's been working on my heart, and it's called A Bridge to God's Heart. This past weekend, we celebrated Father's Day on June 21st, 2020. As I reflected on my relationship with my earthly dad, who departed to be with the Lord on May of 2018, I remembered fondly our relationship as adults. I spoke with him on a daily basis, twice a day. He made me laugh in almost every conversation. He spoke words of kindness to me, words of strength, sometimes words of approval, although sparsely, because he was, after all, a man of his time. When I laid eyes on him, though, he always looked lovingly and warmly into mine as we hugged. My dad was my father, my hero, and most of all, my friend, and I'm a better man for it. My relationship with my father as a young man was filled with challenges, and I often say that God's mercy and grace and the restored relationship my father and I shared as adults was a huge gift to my heart. So it got me thinking of the relationship with my Heavenly Father. My relationship with my Heavenly Father, that took some time. It was rocky at first because, well, He's God, and I found that intimidating. Somehow, I formulated opinions and thoughts about my Heavenly Father that were not too dissimilar from the thoughts of my earthly father as I was growing up. It wasn't until I became intimate with my Heavenly Father that I realized and grew to know Him not only as God, the Creator of all, but as Father, then Dad, and ultimately, Daddy. You see, if we're not careful, we can very easily, even subconsciously, transfer certain behavioral thoughts, feelings, and expectations onto our Heavenly Father. When I discuss this topic with fellow believers or those who may not yet have a relationship with God, I typically quietly ask Father to show me how that particular person's relationship has been with their earthly father. The reason is, oftentimes, a tumultuous relationship can cause or can be at the root of that person's inability to hear from God. Therefore, they can't develop an intimate relationship with God. This can cause someone who's well-meaning to develop an intellectual relationship with their Heavenly Father, which can leave them debilitated and empty. See, our Heavenly Father desires intimacy. He desires a family. It's why He formed each and every one of us. So let's see what He says in His Word about intimacy with each and every one of His children, and those that are yet to be gathered into His family. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, we read, "See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children, because they don't know Him." In 1 John chapter 4, verse 9, it says, "God showed how much He loved us by sending His one and only Son into the world, so that we might have eternal life through Him." In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, we read, "God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Christ Jesus. This is what He wanted to do, God, and it gave Him great pleasure." It gave God great pleasure to have a family in which we would be members in particular. Since He calls us into the family of Himself, God, then doesn't it stand to reason that He desires to have an intimate relationship with each and every one of us? For me, the most valuable mental pivot I ever did when it came to my relationship with God was to quit putting human limitations on him and recognizing him for whom he really is. He is spirit. He is energy. He is a life force. That one decision was instrumental in releasing my mind and ultimately opening my heart from the chains that bound me. See, my human thinking and rationalization was constraining my ability to see my Heavenly Father in His full, enormous glory. By releasing my mind from these constraints, my heart had an opportunity to gain trust in God. But it was my heart that mattered the most in this relationship. God desires to know your heart because it is a relationship of the heart that breathes life into a soul, not the other way around. When Jesus was asked in Matthew 22, verses 36 through 38, "Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses?" Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." You notice the order of his response, that we must love the Lord our God with all our heart first and foremost? For many of us, much like myself, our mind usually guards our heart because of past hurts, disappointments, betrayals, heck, you name it. We can come up with a million reasons to guard our heart. In doing so, though, we miss out on the most soul-fulfilling relationship that has ever been created, a relationship with God and Jesus, our living Savior. So you may ask the question, how do we open our hearts completely and throughly so we may gain an intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father and with our living Lord and Savior Christ? One of the ways is by prayerfully asking from the heart, "Father God and Lord Jesus, open my heart so that I may have a satisfying relationship with you both. Open my heart to receive your words and comfort without obstruction or hesitation. Speak to me as a friend and awake a renewed and restored heart relationship in me, in Jesus' name." It says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." We need to have a childlike anticipation in utter and complete humility that God will open your heart and you will develop a renewed relationship with your Heavenly Father and your Lord and Messiah Jesus. Because as children of the Most High God, we live in His kingdom this very instant. Therefore, we should desire to have an intimate heart relationship so that we may know our Father and our Savior in the here and now. It was Jesus who said in Matthew 18, verses 3 through 5, "Then he said, I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf is welcoming me." It's the humility. It's the heart's desire. But what if I've tried and tried and still have difficulty hearing from God or Jesus and certainly don't understand what this heart relationship is all about. In the same way that Moses spoke these prophetic words unto Joshua before the children of Israel, God has made a covenant unto each and every one of his children. In Deuteronomy 31, verses 7 through 9, then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he is the one who goes with you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Ask Father to show you what is causing the obstruction that is not letting you hear him clearly and blocking your heart from a beautiful relationship with him. If you still find that you're having difficulty, reach out to Reverend Margaret Yarborough of Light of Christ Ministries so that through inner healing, the obstruction may be removed and replaced with healing truth that can open the pathway to your heart. God will never leave us nor forsake us. He will find a way to get through. We just have to have that desire to want it. Remember, it's God's foremost desire that all would be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, as it's written in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus is how we cross the bridge to intimacy with God. Our Savior Jesus Christ was the bridge, the pathway, the mediator between God and mankind. Jesus became the bridge so that we could have an intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father, with Himself, Christ as well. The work's been accomplished. We have to trust it's for our good. And in order to do that, we must open our heart so that intimacy may take root. This is not an earthly relationship. This is a relationship that's been ordained from the heavens. It's a completely unique relationship that will transcend this world and yet will prepare you and I in every capacity to navigate in this world we currently live in, and with guidance and protection from the Holy Spirit that lives within us. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verses 25 through 28, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You've heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you will rejoice, because I said I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. You see, when we trust the Holy Spirit within, we learn to trust our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Messiah's words spoken to us in love and kindness. We begin a journey filled with heart fulfillment, or heart-fillment, as I like to call it. The benefits we get from a heart relationship are immense. Imagine, if you will, that God, who is spirit, has an intimate relationship with each and every soul. He knows each and every one of us. Now, here's the thing. My wife and I just celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary this year. And although we both know each other extremely well because of our intimate marital relationship and our fulfilling friendship, we've not even begun to scratch the surface of intimacy in comparison to our vital relationship with God and Jesus Christ. You see, my wife knows what my heart reflects to her because I love her deeply. But God knows the inner workings of my heart because as my creator, he has measured every part of it and its substance. Meaning God knows what resides in my heart before it ever comes out, whereas my wife sees what comes out, or the outpouring of my heart. So because the inner workings of my heart, because he knows the inner workings of my heart, he also knows what is most fulfilling and gratifying in each and every one of us. In Acts chapter 13, verse 22, "And when he had removed him, he raised up from them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will." This is not just limited to King David. This is also applicable to each and every one of us, because we are heavenly royalty in the here and now. And God measures each and every one of our hearts individually. It is intimate. It is special. It is unique. Because we are heavenly royalty. In Revelation chapter 19, verse 16, it says, "And he, Jesus, has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." In Revelation 21:24, it says, "And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor unto it." You see, we are those kings. We are that heavenly royalty in the here and now. God has created us, and he did so for his pleasure, which means in our journey on this earth, he desires to show us an extraordinary life because we are a new creation in Christ. Therefore, we're no longer bound by earthly limitations. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." These aren't simply scriptural words. These are indeed laws that have been set forth by our Heavenly Father. And the payment was done by our risen Lord Christ Jesus. This is a non-negotiable fact, and it's truth. When we live our lives each and every day with a heart that's filled with these undeniable truths, we have a directive that has been prepared for us by God so that we can experience maximum fulfillment of our heart's desire. You see, that desire is placed there by God through the Holy Spirit moment by moment, each and every day. As we grow in relationship with our Heavenly Father and Jesus our Lord, we open ourselves to a world that looks different and responds differently to us. A world in which God ushers us to experience what he always desired for us before he ever formed us in our mom's wombs. We live a life that takes on a new level of gratification and fulfillment that will literally take your breath away. God and Jesus' voices will become crystal clear as we develop this relationship. There's no question or petition we can make to them that will be considered unreasonable. As we open our hearts to them, we will find that our heart's desire will become more in alignment with God's will for each of us. And the amazing part is as we navigate through life, what He desires for us works in complete alignment with His will. We do not have to worry about what we should ask for, because God works within us through the Holy Spirit as our heart's desires align with His heart's desires. That's by far the greatest benefit from a vital and intimate relationship with God and Jesus. That new creation spoken of in 2 Corinthians grows and shines brighter within each of us. So I exhort each and every one to reflect on this prayer today or any day your heart desires. Father, open my heart so that I may have a satisfying relationship with you and Jesus. Open my heart to receive your words and comfort without obstruction or hesitation. Speak to me as a friend and awake a renewed and restored heart relationship in me. In Jesus' name. The words in the prayer do not have to be exact. It's simply an example. As a matter of fact, given the nature of what we're asking for, which is a heart relationship, the more the prayer sounds genuine and from your heart, all the better. After all, God knows our hearts and desires intimacy this very instant with us. I hope, I pray, that this sharing opens you up to receive the fullness that God desires for each and every one of His children. And may the seeds of a vital and fulfilling relationship with Father God and Jesus be born today and fostered every day forward within you. Blessings to all the kings and queens of the family of God. Amen.